going to throw one deep downfield for T.Y. Touchdown! T.Y. Hilton!
I feel like every time you step on the field, you have to reestablish and reprove yourself.
Caught! Touchdown! It is Dante Moncrief, 10-5, touchdown, Andrew Luck.
It's Friday night and your work week is over. This is the off-season home for the Colts, the last word on FM 107.5 and 1070 The Fan.
Welcome to The Last Word, the last local show on a Friday, the last local show of the week here on FM 107.5 and 1070 The Fan. This is the off-season radio home for the Indianapolis Colts as well. We're talking horseshoes with Jimmy Mad Dog Manis and Kevin Bowen. I'm Matt Taylor. How goes it tonight, dog?
What is up? How are you? Everybody good?
I'm great. 2 more weeks.
2 weeks from tomorrow, right?
It's crazy to think that it is almost here.
We're going to have football players back in the building reporting for training camp on July 29th. Indeed, it will be here before you know it. And I got to be honest with you guys, I'm looking forward to tonight's show. I'm also looking forward to next week. I won't be here. Another week of vacation.
You gone again?
Again. I'm on the Jimmy Mad Dog made a spring plan.
I just take March off. That's it. And then I'm in.
I do like half of July.
All right. But where's Tom Petty playing for next week?
I did apply to be a roadie.
Yeah.
Back to Milwaukee you go?
No. Back down to Florida. Hopefully we'll beat the traffic in Atlanta. We're driving this time.
Oh, there you go.
We're driving
that'll
this
be
time. Not Atlanta. No more layovers, overnighters in the Atlanta airport. All right, tonight, boys, we're going to start off with What's Hot, brought to you by Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems. And in line with camp starting in a few weeks, some excitement, but also some uncertainty surrounding the start of the Colts campaign. And looking ahead, it's a big year for several guys heading into a contract year. Now, the 2018 free agency period, it's going to be fun and interesting. Vontae Davis, Frank Gore, Dante Moncrief, Darius Butler, Adam Vinatieri, the future Hall of Famer, backup quarterback Scott Tolzien, and Jack Muhort, all free agents in 2018, and that's just the big names on that list. But let's start with Darius Butler. Kevin, what does he need to do, a one-year deal, making the switch from corner to safety, what does he need to do to gain some leverage at that spot for next offseason?
I think he's got to show a lot of playmaking, a lot of leadership that really you can't find anywhere else on the defense right now, because the Colts, I think, have kind of the future at safety on their roster. If Clayton Gathers comes back from this neck injury and he's healthy, I think him and Malik Hooker are the duo that the Colts, you know, want to have going forward. So Darius Butler, I think, is going to have to prove a lot to earn another contract. He's north of the age of 30. I think he brings qualities that make him valuable, but at the same time, you got to look towards the future, and Malik Hooker and Clayton Gathers are definitely that here in Indianapolis.
He's a veteran and he's versatile. If he plays well, he'll find a spot unless he prices himself out of that. But he's a valuable commodity, especially this year. Going into this season, he's going to be very, very important for this Colts squad, I believe.
And I think you look at him like Mike Adams last year. Could you have brought Mike Adams back? Probably, but you had Malik Hooker at the time. You had Clayton Gathers and T.J.
Right.
Green, then you drafted Malik Hooker. So I think you always got to look towards the future, especially when you've spent as high draft picks as the Colts have at that position.
And, you know, at the end of minicamp, I had a chance to talk with Darius, and I asked him how important those reps, those practice reps that he got at safety were for him in the springtime.
For me, I'm just getting the reps back there at safety. Obviously, it's a new position for me. So, basically all the reps I've had up until this offseason have been game reps.
Yeah.
So, to get some practice reps up under my belt and, hear the calls and execute the calls over and over and over again has been good for me.
You like the way this defense is gelling, though, at this point?
I do. We have a lot of, a lot of new players, a lot of new faces, but everybody's bought in. And, everybody, the more we play with each other, the more we, make calls with each other, the better will be come September.
What about Ted Monachino? What does he like about this unit so far? How far as him being vocal, what has he demonstrated that is a positive so far?
We've got a lot of tough players that played a lot of good football in this league, and looking to do it even more, improve themselves even more. And I think this unit, the more we gel, the more we come together, I think we'll be really good.
Yeah, definitely some optimism for the Colts defense next season. 30th last year, we all think they can make the jump to the middle of the pack defensively for next season, and that should help out the offense tremendously. It should also help out Dante Moncrief. A few more three and outs by the defense, getting the wide receivers on the field a little bit more. And boys, Dante's had a pretty solid career so far, but he could take that to a new level in 2017 if he stays healthy, Dog. What does he need to do next season to be a focal piece in free agency for the Colts next March?
Yards after the catch. I think that's the most important thing for Dante. He's going to get so many passes thrown to him because of the choices that Andrew Luck has. It's what does he do after he catches the football, because that's where he can be explosive and that's where he can make his mark.
Yeah, definitely. And I think as long as he stays healthy, he's going to be in for a pretty big payday. And I think that payday is going to come here in Indianapolis. I think the Colts are extremely high on Dante Moncrief. Again, he's just 23 years old, and you get a guy on a second contract that young, that doesn't happen very often in the NFL. So I think when you look at towards the future of this offense, the pass-catching weapons, it starts with T.Y. Hilton, and Dante Moncrief is right there as well. So, yeah, I think Moncrief's going to have a great year as long as he's healthy, and he's going to have a few extra dollar signs, I think, near that contract come
some zeros, commas.
Come March, yep.
Well, I know it's just shorts and jerseys and T-shirts, but he looked really, really good during the minicamp practices, and it looks like he's on his way to stepping up his game.
I agree, and it's really important, because if this team is going to be special, it's going to be special in part because Dante is special. It is time. Right. We've got to have that second guy that can, you know, explode and beat a defense or catch it in front of the defense, make somebody miss and score.
Yeah.
And I expect to see it. I think it's time, and I think we're going to see it this season.
He has looked good in practice. Again, it's not in pads. It's not in training camp. Live bullets aren't flying, but it looks like he is ready to take that next step. Speaking of practice, the Colts will have two open practices to the public, and both of them are free on Sunday, July 30th. The Colts will host an open practice at Lucas Oil Stadium. That's presented by Speedway and will feature Touchdown Town, Colts City, drink specials, discounted concessions, and free tickets for this event are available at colts.com/camp. Again, you can download the free ticket at colts.com/camp. And practice that day will run from 2:15 to 4:15. And then after that, the movie Sing will show on the big screens inside the stadium at 5 o'clock. And then the second open practice will be at Warren Central High School on Saturday, August 5th. And this is a non-ticketed event. And again, it's free, open to the public, and practice that night will run from 6 to 8 p.m. All right, plenty more to get into tonight. On the next segment, we'll talk about the Colts 2017 rookies and predict some playing time for the first-year players next season. That's coming up next on this episode of The Last Word on FM 107.5 and 1070 The Fan.
Sports are my life, getting out and being active. When I injured myself last year, my doctor referred me for an MRI at Center for Diagnostic Imaging. Their centers are easy to navigate with simple scheduling. My doctor even had my results back within 24 hours. CDI is the preferred MRI provider for the Indianapolis Colts, and they helped me get back in the game. Where you go for medical imaging is up to you. Go where the pros go.
For more information, visit mycdi.com/in. That's mycdi.com/in.
Welcome to Huntington.
Hi, I accidentally overdrafted. Can I do anything?
Sure. At Huntington, you get 24-hour grace to fix overdrafts and avoid the fee.
Do all banks have that?
Let's call one and find out.
Big Bank Overdraft Hotline.
Hi, do you have 24-hour grace?
No, but we have 25 graces.
Hello, this is Grace.
Welcome to Huntington, the only bank that has 24-hour grace for overdrafts. 24-hour grace does not apply to return fees. Learn more at huntington.com/grace, member FDIC.
Air conditioner overheated? Whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, you need a dealer who knows what it takes to keep things cool. With your local Bryant dealer, you're getting more than just a technician. You're getting someone who pays attention to your needs. And a Bryant dealer does whatever it takes. It takes attention to detail, the right tools, and friendly, knowledgeable service. Bottom line, it takes a Bryant dealer to keep your family cool. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com.
Bryant, whatever it takes.
There's more for your favorite sports at Meijer. More cheering with officially licensed team apparel and accessories for the whole family. More snacking with a great selection of party platters for your game day spread. Order at the deli or online at Meijer.com. More heartbreakers and cliffhangers with low prices on TVs from Vizio and Samsung. There's more of everything you love this sports season for less at Meijer.
2017 Colts season tickets are on sale now.
He's throwing it deep to T.Y. Hilton. He's got it. Touchdown, T.Y. Hilton.
Visit Colts.com to secure your seats this season at Lucas Oil Stadium.
Colts win! Colts win!
Bullseye Event Group has earned the reputation of hosting the best parties prior to sporting events that include celebrities, athletes, and chefs like Guy Fieri. Bullseye Event Group is the leader in event hospitality and sports travel, and it's located right here in Indy. Bullseye Event Group's hospitality includes the Players Tailgate at the Super Bowl, the Derby Launch Party, Gate 6 Hospitality at the Masters, and yes, Bullseye's VIP pregame tailgate before every Colts home game. Bullseye Event Group's goal is to provide the best experience you can have in an event. Check them out at bullseyeeventgroup.com.
Don't miss the exclusive chance to finish on the 50-yard line of Lucas Oil Stadium as part of the annual Colts 5K run strengthened by Indiana University Health. Join us on August 26th to celebrate the return of football with the Colts 5K through downtown Indianapolis and finishing on the 50-yard line. Register today at Colts5K.com. A portion of the proceeds will benefit pediatric neurosurgery research via the Neurosurgery Foundation at Goodman Campbell Brain and Spine. Visit Colts5K.com to learn more and sign up today.
Speedway is proud to be the official convenience store of the Indianapolis Colts. Speedway has everything you need for your life on the go. Great food and beverage choices. And only Speedway has the Speedy Rewards Card, where you earn points good for free food, merchandise, and more. Pick up your free Speedy Rewards Card today, only at Speedway. Proud to be part of your community and proud to be the official convenience store of the Indianapolis Colts.
We're on your way, the convenience stores of Speedway.
This is John Simon, and welcome back to The Last Word on FM 107.5 and 1070 The Fan.
We're back. Happy weekend on this July 14th. Hope you're off to a good start on your Friday evening. Matt Taylor here, Kevin Bowen, Jimmy Mad Dog Manis. Reminder before we go on further, Colts radio shows, podcasts, they're all available on Colts.com, the Colts mobile app. Also on TuneIn and on iTunes, just download the apps. Type in Colts and everything should pop up right there for you. And you can stay up to date on the Colts on your schedule in the offseason. Hey, as promised, we're going to talk about the rookie reports and playing time coming up on this segment. So here's what we're going to do. I'll give you guys a Colts rookie for next season. You give me an expected role for that guy for 2017, dog. We'll start in the third round, defensive end, Terrell Basham out of Ohio. A lot of high potential for this guy.
Can't wait to see this guy because he's the guy that I think you got third round, looked like a really good value pick, just exploded at Ohio. He was just men amongst boys there. I think primarily I think he'll become a three-down player, but I think early, I think he'll be a pass rush guy. So I think he'll be there in passing downs. That's what I expect. Perhaps some special teams, but primarily, I think that's specialized. He's got to learn that linebacker spot a little bit more. He was in the 4-3.
Right.
Now moving to the 3-4 will
take
a little bit of time. So I expect him at least early to be on passing downs.
Yeah, agreed. I think he's kind of your first sub off the edge. When you're talking about outside linebacker, I think Jabal Sheard and then the guy we just heard from, John Simon, those are your starters there. And I think Terrell Basham, kind of a situational pass rusher for his rookie season. And if he shows any sort of pass rush promise, he's going to earn playing time because the Colts definitely need that.
Dog's point is not understated, though. Making that switch from a 4-3 to a 3-4, ask Robert Mathis. It's not easy.
Right.
Or it's not as easy as everybody thinks it is. You know, Robert, of course, had that great 2013 season, but that was 2 years in to that switch from a 4-3 to a 3-4.
And Basham's also making a jump in competition.
You There's know, no question.
Played at the MAC at the collegiate level, and of course now, you know, playing on Sunday. So the competition level, I think, is going to be maybe the biggest thing for him in making the switch from that 4-3 to the 3-4.
But there's not much wrong with being able to bring in a fresh pass rusher, right?
For sure.
I mean, so if he can, in fact, excel at that, there will be a special spot for him.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. Okay, safety Malik Hooker, of course. First-round safety out of Ohio State. First safety the Colts have ever drafted in the first round, dog. Are we looking at a bona fide starter if he is healthy? That's a big if.
I think he's got to be. I think he and Quincy both, quite frankly, the rookies in the defensive backfield, I think they're projected as starters. I think they need to be starters, and I think they need to play as starters.
Yeah, day one starter, Malik Hooker, you got to get him on the field. And you got to get him on the field early in training camp. You know, miss the whole offseason program, recovering from those offseason surgeries. But yeah, he's too good of a talent and just too different of a talent that the Colts really need on defense. So yeah, he's a day one starter in my mind.
All right, let's skip over Quincy Wilson. We kind of brought him up, lumped him in there with Malik Hooker. Let's go to cornerback Nate Hairston, though. Fifth-round pick out of Temple. Started in college as a wide receiver. Now he's in the NFL as a corner. What's his role for the Colts in 2017?
I think he's a special teamer. I think he is because he's still learning that cornerback position. That's another place you don't just throw a guy out there in the cornerback spot. So I expect him to be a special teams player. Certainly will get some looks at cornerback. And, you know, if there's people get tweaked, you get in certain situations, you'll run him out there. But at least at this point in time, I think he's probably going to be a special team.
Yeah, during the offseason program, we didn't see a whole lot of him in the first or second team, so I'm with Dog. I think special teams will be early on. For Nate Harrison, he should have some chances in training camp to maybe earn, you know, the number three or four corner spot. But right now, I think guys like Chris Milton, Tevin Mitchell, you know, Quincy Wilson, Rashawn Melvin, those guys are definitely ahead of him on the depth chart.
All right, last one. Linebacker Anthony Walker Jr., the Smarty Pants out of Northwestern, drafted in the seventh round by the Colts. And he missed some time in the OTAs finishing up college. But when he did arrive, he picked things up rather quickly when he got here. Anthony Walker Jr. will be what for the Colts next season?
I think he's one of the most intriguing rookies that we have when you're trying to speculate on what they're going to be this year. Because coming in seventh round, Northwestern linebacker, that jumps out at you, a special teams guy, right? But this guy is a quick learner. He was the captain, I think, 3 years at Northwestern, if not four. And so I think he will push strongly to get onto the field. But I just don't think coming in as a rookie with some other guys in front of him that he'll get that done at least early.
Yeah, I'm going to go with special teamer. I'm with you guys. I do think he will have a chance to start. But that is a very crowded group, and you don't usually see a lot of rotation at the inside linebacker spot within a game. It's not like you often play, you know, three or four guys at inside linebacker. Maybe the Colts changed that this year without kind of a definite starter at one of those two spots. But I think for his rookie season, I think Anthony Walker will be a special teams guy.
Right.
Similar to Nate Harrison.
You know, rookies are counted on every single year, but it just seems like in the last couple of years, the Colts have really relied on rookies, and that'll definitely be the case again for the upcoming season, especially on defense. The possibility of Malik Hooker and Quincy Wilson starting in the secondary. It'll be fun to watch how those guys grow and how the roles of the entire rookie class continue to evolve.
And we shouldn't ever discount being a special teams player, right? I mean,
right.
These guys,
it's
not like
rookie.
You're just throwing a guy out there who can't make another position. You throw a guy out there because he's a difference maker on special teams. There's a lot of starters that aren't necessarily good special teams players, right? So it's really important that these guys, and I think we've got a big core of group that could be a very good special team squad.
I mean, look at a guy like Edwin Jackson, kind of made his impact on special teams, and now, you know, he was a starter for eight games last year. So the Colts need to find some core special teamers because a lot of those guys have exited in recent years.
And Robert Mathis was drafted as what?
Special teams player,
and then he turned into
just
Robert Mathis.
Just a special player.
Yeah. You drop off one word there.
Yeah.
All right, only a few minutes left tonight. When we come back, we'll dive into the Forum Credit Union question of the week, and we'll make our picks for the weekend and get you revved up for your Friday night. This is The Last Word, and we're coming back for more right after this.
It might be the offseason, but there's not a better time to grab a meal or just an ice-cold beer than at the Indianapolis Colts Grill. Located in the heart of downtown, just a block away from Monument Circle and the Arts Garden, the Colts Grill features a chef-driven menu with many locally sourced food selections. The Colts Grill also has the best local craft beer menu in Indianapolis, featuring your favorites from the capital city and the rest of the Hoosier State. Stop in today and go Colts!
If you've seen the yellow pumps at the gas station, you know that ethanol blended fuels from E10 to E85 are growing in availability across Indiana. Choosing E85 means you're using a cleaner burning fuel that has been proven effective and safe for your engine across millions of miles. Millions of gallons sold, billions of miles driven prove that ethanol blended fuel made from corn is a smart choice. Let's clear the air with Indiana grown ethanol. Brought to you by Indiana corn farmers with their corn checkoff dollars.
Colts fans, Indianapolis Colts single game tickets will go on sale Thursday, July 20th at 10 a.m. Tickets will be available for both preseason and regular season games at the Lucas Oil Stadium box office, online at Ticketmaster.com, or by phone 800-745-3000. Tickets start as low as $56. Enjoy the NFL's top-ranked game day experience for yourself at Lucas Oil Stadium.
The Colts are going to win it!
The Last Word is brought to you by Meijer. There's more for sports fans at Meijer. Find everything you need for cheering and snacking, from official licensed team apparel to party platters. Gear up for game days at Meijer.
What if a car company didn't just build better cars, but helped build something more? Like community, family, futures. Well, that's exactly what Honda is doing right here in Indiana. We're home of the Civic, built in Greensburg, and Car of the Year twice over. Soon to be home of the CR-V and bringing more new jobs with it. We're Honda, and we're building something more together. From your Central Indiana Honda dealers and Honda Manufacturing of Indiana.
Hey Colts fans, this is Lori Wilson for UNCF, the United Negro College Fund. When a low-income Indiana college student is short of money for tuition and textbooks, that's an emergency. That's why UNCF created the Campaign for Emergency Student Aid, to help students stay in school. It's an investment in their future and ours. So go to uncf.org and click on Campaign for Emergency Student Aid. UNCF, because a mind is a terrible thing to waste, but a wonderful thing to invest in.
Celebrate the return of football at Colts Training Camp presented by Verizon. Join the team on Sunday, July 30th at Lucas Oil Stadium for an open practice presented by Speedway. Enjoy Touchdown Town before practice begins and a movie on the field following practice. Get your free tickets at Colts.com/camp. The Colts will host an additional open practice at Warren Central High School on Saturday, August 5th. For more information, visit Colts.com/camp. Colts Training Camp is sponsored in part by Bud Light and the Hoosier Lottery.
When you've been in the business since 1951, you become an expert. At Shelving Materials, we get outstanding feedback from our customers. Why? Because we know how to make quality concrete, and we will help you make sure everything is addressed before your contractor pours. Call Shelby and find out what you need to know on your next project. 317-738-3445. Shelby Materials, the concrete and aggregate experts. Bottom line, we'll take care of you. ShelbyMaterials.com.
This is the off-season home of the Colts. The Last Word on FM 107.5 at 1070 The Fan.
We're back on The Last Word, the off-season home for the Indianapolis Colts. I'm Matt Taylor with the cast of Kevin Bowen. You can check out his work on Colts.com. The legendary Jimmy Mad Dog Matus. Reminder that this time slot turns into the Colts Happy Hour, hosted by JMV in a few weeks, once Colts training camp starts here on FM 107.5 and 1070 The Fan. It's time now for the Forum Credit Union question of the week, and it comes from T-Night24 on the Fan Forum section of Colts.com. He or she wants to know, record-wise, what is the floor and what is the ceiling for this Colts team in 2017, in your opinion?
Well, I think anywhere from 8 wins is the floor to, I'd say, 11, maybe 12, but I'd say 11 for the ceiling. So somewhere between 8-8 and 11-5, I think.
Yeah, I would say dependent on Andrew Luck's health. Let's say beyond worst case scenario, Luck misses all the season or something. Then, 6-ish wins I think would probably be the floor. But yeah, I'm a dog. If Luck is healthy, the schedule just looks so favorable for the Colts.
Yeah, I think really the floor I set at 8-8 is merely because that's been their record the last
two years.
I think if you looked at this schedule and if we're healthy, then I think I'd certainly go at least 9.
Yeah.
And maybe even 10. When you look at the schedule, I think outside of maybe 4 games this year, I think they'll be the favorite going in, mm-hmm. including some road games. The team's on the rise, but there's still a lot of question marks on this squad, so I think between 8 and 11 wins is probably somewhere where they'll be.
Yeah, I'll say 8 to 12, just because I do think the schedule is pretty attainable, especially early on. You can
then
get
you
off,
should you go 9 to 12. You shouldn't go 8 to 12 if you're confident. You should go 9 to 12. You're going to raise the wins.
I'm going off your rationale of 8-8 the last two years, but I'm going to go to 12 wins.
I think it all depends on the start they get off to. There's a chance you can go 4-1, 4-2 to start the season. Then at that point, fans start to change their expectations. I mean, going in, if you thought they were going to be a 9-7 team, but then you get off to a 4-1 start, that expectation is going to be able to finish 11-5
and 12-4. Yeah, it's a lot easier to predict 9 wins if we already have 4. That's good.
You understand my point.
Yeah,
It's sort of like what the Milwaukee Brewers are going through right now. Off to a good start. Off to a good start, and now they're going to be buyers at the trade deadline instead of sellers. Yeah. So hopefully the Colts are in that position right there. Thank you, Kevin. Yeah, dog's a in a call. Bad mood all
we
of a
got
sudden.
A chance of getting 12 wins if we win our first 11.
Bingo.
Solid thinking there.
Visit the Forum Credit Union fan forum section of Colts.com. There you can interact with other fans online like T-Night24. Thank you. You can post a topic and participate in various discussions regarding the Colts. Forum Credit Union helping members live their financial dreams. All right, let's set you up for the weekend. Make some picks. We do that on Let It Ride.
Who you got this weekend? It's time to Let It Ride.
All right, every week we try to predict the schedule, and we do this in the standings. I'm in first place. I have 121 wins. Kevin is next closest at 109. Dog had 5 wins last week, but he's still in third at 106. Let's go to the diamond quickly. Cubs at the Orioles after the All-Star break, Dog. The Cubbies under 500, underwhelming so far on the year. In the second half, do they rebound? Big picture.
They might, but not here.
Not
the
against
Orioles
the Orioles?
Win this.
All right, Kevin?
I got the Cubs.
Give me the Orioles. Cardinals at the Pirates in the National League Central. I'll go with the Pirates.
Cardinals?
I say the Cardinals do make their search now, and I'll go with the Cardinals.
Okay, Nationals at the Reds, who might be getting some pitching back. I go with the Nationals. It's a 4-game series. I think the Nationals get at least 3.
I'll take the Redlegs.
Okay.
The Reds get some pitchers back, but maybe not pitching back.
So big difference.
I'll go with the Nationals.
Mariners at White Sox. Your Sox, Dog.
I like the White Sox here.
Give me Dog Sox.
Yeah, sweep of the White Sox. Indians at the A's. Late night series. Kevin, you're first.
The Tribe.
Indians.
I'll go A's. All right, for a bonus point, the IndyCar Series continues this weekend. How about Elio Castroneves getting that big win last week? Streets of Toronto this week, 3 o'clock on Sunday. Dog, for a bonus point, who you got?
Graham Rahal.
Sticking with Team Penske, Will Power.
Give me Soymen Pagano. All right, big three. I love this.
In Philadelphia, Wells Fargo
That's right.
Center.
The Big Three is so bad, it's good.
I think I won all my games last week.
You really
week
did. All right, the marquee matchups in week 4. We've got the 2-1 Ghost Ballers going up against 2-1 Power. Ghost Ballers have Mike Bibby and Mo Evans. Power has Corey Maggette, and they're coached by Clyde Drexler. Dog, give it a whirl.
Don't fight the Power.
Give me the Power.
Who are you going to call? Give me the Ghost Ballers.
Okay, there you go.
Trilogy's undefeated 3-0 record against the Ball Hogs. Game 2, Trilogy has Kenyon Martin and Al Harrington. Ball Hogs is headlined by Brian Scalabrini and Josh Childress.
Ball
the
Hogs.
The fact that Trilogy is 3-0 means you
Who
have
would've
to
thought?
Go
Who would've thought?
With Trilogy.
The odds makers got it all wrong. All right, give me the undefeated streak. It continues 4-0 Trilogy coming up on Sunday. We'll find out how it all unfolds next week, guys. I'm not going to be here, so I will put the trust on Jimmy to guide the ship. Hopefully it doesn't run into a cliff.
Rocky waters out there.
But I think it's going to be a great show, guys. Have fun next Friday when I'm not here.
Enjoy the vacay.
Indeed. Enjoy the weekend out there. Thanks for listening. For Jimmy Mad Dog Matus and Kevin Bowen, I'm Matt Taylor. Those guys will get in the last word next Friday right here on FM 107.5 and 1070 The Fan. So long.
Sports are my life, getting out and being active. When I injured myself last year, my doctor referred me for an MRI at Center for Diagnostic Imaging. Their centers are easy to navigate with simple scheduling. My doctor even had my results back within 24 hours. CDI is the preferred MRI provider for the Indianapolis Colts, and they helped me get back in the game. Where you go for medical imaging is up to you. Go where the pros go.
For more information, visit mycdi.com/in. That's mycdi.com/in.
Financing was always a concern.
We were a brand new couple out of college.
First bought a dog, which made us buy the house, of course.
Knew we were getting married, so correct. We wanted something to be able to move into right away. We ended up finding Forum Credit Union, and through Forum Credit Union, we got pre-approved.
Really liked working with Forum, the best to offer rate-wise.
Everything went so smoothly.
Forum Credit Union made it easy.
Forum Credit Union, your money, your voice. Equal housing opportunity lender, NMLS number 469848.
I've been looking for some real summer excitement for my family, so I asked my kids, do you want to go to the fair and ride some rides? So we're going to the Indiana State Fair in August. We can't wait to twist, tilt, spin, and fly on rides. Also come join us this summer, North American Midway, at the Delaware County Fair, July 17th through the 22nd, for some good old family fun. For family fun, tasty food, and great times, visit NAMidway.com for details. Going to make you smile.
If the grind, whine, and squeal of your vehicle's power steering makes you cringe every time you reach for the wheel, then grab Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak. Lucas's unique formula fixes most worn rack and pinions, pumps, and gearboxes, making them perform like new. Using Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak, you'll find it eliminates squeals, seal leaks, and rough spots. And it's 100% guaranteed, so there's no reason to use anything but Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak.
When your job demands a Hall of Fame performance, you need to call the pros at Walter Payton Power Equipment. Recognized as the leading supplier of Manitowoc Grove, Broderson, and Fozzie Knuckle Boom Cranes, along with National Boom Trucks, Manitou Rotating and Heavy Lift Telehandlers, along with Talbert Trailers. They have the field covered with locations in Indiana, Illinois, Michigan, and Kentucky. For the best in sales, rentals, parts, and service, give the pros a call at Walter Payton Power Equipment, 765-482-4145, or visit on the web at WPPEcrane.com.
Welcome to Huntington.
Hi, I accidentally overdrafted. Can I do anything?
Sure. At Huntington, you get 24-hour grace to fix overdrafts and avoid the fee.
Do all banks have that?
Let's call one and find out.
Big Bank Overdraft Hotline.
Hi, do you have 24-hour grace?
No, but we have 25 graces.
Hello, this is Grace.
Welcome to Huntington, the only bank that has 24-hour grace for overdrafts. 24-hour grace does not apply to return fees. Learn more at Huntington.com/grace, member FDIC.